Hi, this is Dave Bedalski of K12Science.net, and this is your Middle School Science Minute. I was recently reading the March 2020 edition of Science and Children, a magazine published by the National Science Teaching Association, and I was reading the editor's note written by Elizabeth Barrett Zahn, and she wrote about mindful modeling. And she said, there's been a great deal of talk about what modeling looks like. Indeed, a good number of teachers, upon hearing the term modeling, harken back to more simplistic or traditional versions of the water cycle or food chains. Some continue to think of modeling as the bridge between science and art. While she recently attended a school event where teachers proudly shared an extensive array of what they considered student models. To her surprise, she found tables with partially eaten Oreo cookies depicting the phases of the moon, gumdrop Chanel stick representations of DNA, and an earth-layered cake. Upon asking the students to explain their learning represented in the models, most excitedly shared how fun it was to make the models. The notable learning shared was about the construction of the different foods, not the essential science behind any of it. With time for science in the classroom so limited, was this an effective use of time? How can modeling be supported in a more productive and meaningful way? If we're going to allocate time for modeling, we should be sure that the modeling is purposeful and enhances student learning. According to the framework, scientists use models to represent their current understanding of a system or parts of a system under study, to aid in the development of questions and explanations, and to communicate ideas to others. Modeling helps students as they observe phenomena and share findings. Models help students wrestle with and communicate complex concepts. Models are fluid, with revisions encouraged as students interpret data and develop their knowledge of a scientific process. Models can be physical, such as a model toy car, mathematical, such as data or equations, or conceptual. As students become more proficient in developing models, they will begin to realize that all models have inherent limitations. This enables students to see the model as a communication tool, not the end product. Models should be organic and student-created, not teacher-led constructions. These student-generated models allow for productive conversations, consensus building, as well as evaluation of effectiveness and limitations. Using models in the classroom is so much more than the traditional diagram or flowchart. So she said that we should bring the practice of developing and using models into our classrooms as a communication tool for developing and revealing student thinking. And this has been your Middle School Science Minute.